Good morning. My guest this morning is Carol Hart, who is the director of Sonoma County Parks. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me today.
Thank you for coming. We are talking about a new park, really, the Taylor Mountain Regional Park and Open Space Preserve. So tell us about this new one. It's obviously an important one. It's way up there.
Yeah, well, probably the thing that's the most important is that we're even talking about a new park opening in this day and age.
Really?
It's an era when normally you're hearing about parks closing or limited access. And really, it's thanks to the voters of Sonoma County who voted for the Sonoma County Open Space and Ag Preservation District. It's a quarter-cent sales tax. They voted for originally in 1990, and it was renewed again in 2006. When it was renewed, at that point, the voters agreed that a part of the Open Space District tax could be used to create master plans and development and help support parks at least for an interim period till they got rolling, and that's why we have this park today. It's an 1,100-acre park that forms the backdrop to Santa Rosa, so it's an incredible view, protecting the beautiful view and also giving us this just amazing new park.
Is that the highest point in the county?
No, it's not. Mountain? I mean, I would say the Mayacama, the Mount St. Helena, but that I would be guessing.
Of course, yeah.
But I would,
of course, St. Helena.
Having hiked up to the top of Mount St. Helena, top to Taylor Mountain's a good hike.
Yeah.
But top of Mount St. Helena is really something.
Right.
Yeah, we don't get snow at the top of Taylor Mountain. But
there you go.
But you know what it is that's great about it, though? It is an uphill hike, at least as it exists right now. And we hope to, as we develop the trail system, we look forward to providing all sorts of hikes on that property. But right now, it really is a hike. And as you hike up, even just a short ways, you start, the view that you see is of the entire county. And as you go up higher and higher, finally reaching the top, it's a 360-degree view of everything that Sonoma County is, from the ocean, the Laguna, to Annadale, Valley. It's like being in an airplane. It's fantastic.
What was it before it became Taylor Mountain Park, and how did it change its identity that way?
Well, it was owned by, it was different parcels. So there were several different parcels, but like a lot of parks that are acquired, you have to also thank the prior landowners who kept it in open space and who came to the Open Space District, and this deal was really 20 years or 15 years in the making. I think the original negotiations began back in 1995.
Uh-huh.
So it was a piece-by-piece acquisition of the landowners negotiating with the Open Space District and reaching a fair price, appraisal, and that whole. But these were ranch lands that
right.
could have been developed.
Were there buildings up there?
There's only one area, actually, that has a building on it. Actually, two. There's a barn. And then there's another area that has sort of an older house, and we look forward, and some outbuildings, and we look forward to someday developing that maybe as an inn or a hostel or a place that people can spend the night. In this park also, we're looking forward to developing and will be developing equestrian facilities. You can bike there, and really importantly to so many people, you can take your dog. You can hike with your dog all over the park as long as you have your dog on leash, which is really critical because another great aspect of Taylor Mountain is that it's a grazing property. It's been kept in agriculture. Cattle are grazing that property.
Oh,
there's
wonderful.
Cattle and calves. So that's another great experience you have is what is it like to walk on land that's being used for agriculture?
Oh, terrific. Carol, thanks very much
for
coming in and telling us about this tremendous addition to the open space of Sonoma County that's available to the public.
Can I mention one more thing?
Sure.
Which is that now that it's open to the public as part of our park system, in order to maintain our park system, of course, you can support the parks in three ways. Way number one that we really recommend, become a park member. For $69 or $39 for seniors, you get free access for a year, you get free camping for a night, and all sorts of other benefits. So go on our website, SonomaCountyParks.org, and become a member. That's step one. If you're not a member, it's $7 when you come to visit. And we'd also ask for your support for our Regional Parks Foundation.
Great. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.